From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russia said Tuesday one of its fighter jets was shot down along the border between Turkey and Syria, but said firing from the ground was responsible for downing the plane. Turkish military officials, however, said their F-16s shot down the plane after it violated the country's airspace and ignored 10 warnings in the span of 5 minutes to leave. Russia's defense ministry said the jet never left Syrian territory. Russia also said its pilots ejected, but that their status was unknown. Video from the area showed the two pilots parachuting down from the sky, and Turkey's Dogan News Agency said Russian helicopters were searching the area. In his first visit to Israel in over a year, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting with Israeli and Palestinian officials in a bid to try to help diffuse tensions between the two sides that have resulted in over 100 deaths. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins reports.
Secretary of State Kerry said his goal was to push back against what he calls senseless violence and find a way forward to restore calm.
No people anywhere should live with daily violence, with attacks in the streets, with knives or scissors or cars.
Netanyahu said Israel is fighting forces of terrorism every day. Palestinians have been angered over what they view as Jewish encroachment on a holy site in Jerusalem. They were further angered by an Israeli government decision to allow more settlement construction on occupied land. Kerry is also meeting with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Jerusalem.
You're listening to VOA News. French President François Hollande pushed to get world powers to work more closely together to fight Islamic State militants comes to Washington Tuesday as he meets with U.S. President Barack Obama. Hollande hosted British Prime Minister David Cameron on Monday and will hold separate talks later this week with the leaders of Russia, China, Germany, and Italy. The White House said Obama and Hollande will discuss further cooperation as part of the U.S.-led coalition that has been conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria for more than a year. Meanwhile, schools and the subway system remain closed Tuesday as Brussels, Belgium remained under tight security while authorities try to find the key suspect in the November 13 Paris attacks. The Belgian prime minister said Monday that because serious threats still exist, the capital will be on the highest state of alert until at least next week. But he said the country wants to return to normal and that on Wednesday, kids would go back to school and the trains in Brussels will be running. President Vladimir Putin was in Tehran Monday for talks with Iranian leaders about the crisis in Syria. On his first trip to Iran in 8 years, Mr. Putin vowed to deepen Russian cooperation on the political solution to the Syrian civil war. Russia began launching attacks on what it calls terrorist groups in Syria September 30th. Pope Francis begins his first official visit to Africa Wednesday with stops planned in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. It's a trip the human rights advocate hopes that he will use to press for expanded political rights, religious tolerance, and respect for minorities. The Pope makes his first stop in Kenya on Wednesday, where he will visit the slum of Kangemi in keeping with his advocacy for the poor. The United States, meanwhile, has imposed sanctions on four current and former Burundian officials it says have contributed to ongoing turmoil. It freezes any assets that men have in U.S. jurisdiction and blocks them from entering U.S. territory. Meanwhile, Reuters reports that armed vigilantes with automatic rifles patrol the neighborhoods plagued with violence. This man claims to be a group leader and says it's not rebel movement, but people wanting to protect their communities from the violence that has plagued the country since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention in April to seek a third term. North Korea's leader is believed to have sent one of its top aides to a farm for re-education over the poor construction of a power plant near the North Korean border with China. South Korean lawmakers gave reporters the news Tuesday after it was reported by the South Korean National Intelligence Service in a closed session. The top advisor to Kim Jong-un is reported to have been sent away earlier this month. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.